Today I am with Avak Badikian, who is a co-owner of Madison Jewellery, located in Glen Waverley in Victoria. I'm speaking with Avak today to find out how he runs his business on heartfelt customer service philosophy. Welcome, Avak.
Hi, Liz. Thank you, and thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's always lovely to chat with you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And likewise.
So tell us a bit about you and what you're passionate about.
The big one is people, and I love people. And that's what really is part a big part of our business, and how we sort of deliver and how we run our business and offer and provide customer service. We just love interacting and connecting with people and really helping them in their needs. Obviously, in our business being jewellery, whether it's repairs or a remodelling job or purchasing a new piece of jewellery or watch for that matter, everyone has a need or a problem, so to speak. So we're always aiming to service that problem to the best of our ability, but also really connecting genuinely and authentically, which does show with our customers and how we interact, and that also reciprocates back to us, to our business, from our customers in terms of, repeat business over the years and also getting wonderful referrals.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. Referrals is a big part of the game, and it's almost like business for free. But you also touch on the point of a level of authenticity and a genuine attitude to actually want to help people, no matter what it is, whether it's a new sale or whether they're coming back to get something remodeled. So, absolutely. And it's that connection that will actually help build your business, as you know. So, how did you connect your passion into your business life?
Well, I obviously went up to year 12 in high school, and I didn't pass year 12. Fortunately, now I look back, I'm glad I didn't get past that, because I probably would have went into something I wasn't going to enjoy. But once I had to decide on sort of what I wanted to do, I got into the jewellery field through my late father and my brother Gabriel, who's a diamond setter. And I started off for the first couple of years with my brother doing diamond setting, which is different to jewellery making. And so I started off in that way, but I didn't actually enjoy it because I didn't find it as creative. So then I went in and found a jeweller in Dandenong, where I did my apprenticeship for 5 years in jewellery making. So I spent my time there, and that's where I think my passion was really came into life, because I also learned a lot from my boss about customer service and how to deal with people, because he was certainly a great role model in that. He's very friendly, very easygoing, very user-friendly in terms of how he offers and deals with his customers and the service that he provides. And he sort of goes to great lengths to keep the customers happy. So that was a great experience of those 5 years, where I learnt a lot. But I also then started to develop my own skills and saw other people in the industry, how they weren't as good as my boss, and also how I saw a big gap in especially in the retail side of things, because my boss was more of a manufacturing wholesaler, and I saw the gap in retail. So once I finished my apprenticeship, I decided to go straight into retail, and so I developed some skills and understanding of customer service during my time in my apprenticeship, which then I went straight into retail and opened up. Of course, that had its own challenges, coming straight out of apprenticeship. But it was in that point then I asked the question, which I do like to encourage others in business work. This was the time when we hadn't opened the shop yet, was still renovating, but a radio ad came on radio by, he's a friend now, he's also a great marketing teacher and sales teacher by the name of Brad Sugars. And his ad got me to go to his free seminar, which he then touched on, communication, marketing, customer service, and all those things, which then took me to a whole new level of understanding and how to deliver that, which 16 years down the track, I still use the same principles that I learned through Brad all those years ago, about turning your passion, something you do enjoy in terms of the actual work you do, but also how do you deliver that to the marketplace and to the customers. And that's through keeping in touch on a regular basis, through newsletters and so forth, sending thank you cards, doing things that other people don't do, which I guess they can easily do and they should do, but just really simple things. It's simple things that make the difference. And But it's also about enjoying what you do as well. So you've got to have a love for what you do, which has that, you know, gives you that drive and motivation to do it every day and every week and every year.
Absolutely. Yes, I have dealt with other business owners in the past who have thought that customer service actually wasn't relevant to their business, or they thought that they did it well enough, but their sales figures and the overall reputation of the business would tell otherwise. So customer service is an absolute imperative part of your business, but it just gets overlooked when people are looking at sales figures. They're looking at, you know, maybe putting some staff things that can make the difference. So, Avark, what are the simple tips that you can share with our listeners that actually make the difference between you standing out against your competitors?
Well, two really simple ones that are overlooked, and people just see that it's complicated and hard to do, but it's not actually. Is first thing is keeping in touch with your customers on a regular basis via a newsletter or brochures or some sort of communication. I'm an old school mentality where snail mail still works brilliantly. And people look at emails being great, which they are, and you can certainly do it more frequently and very cheaply, but everyone gets bombarded with emails these days.
Exactly.
So snail mail is still awesome, and I think it's the most brilliant form of communication. It does cost money, but it's extremely powerful in, number one, connecting with your customers and building and strengthening the relationship. And also getting them back to your store, because that's where the real profits are in business, is in repeat business.
Yes.
And referrals.
And some people don't want to, they look at the outlay, the financial outlay that may entail, but the return on investment of that outlay far outweighs any expense that it costs to do a hard day.
Well, it is a rule that, you know, it's get customers back than trying to chase new ones. And that's still an important part of business, I believe, is to still grow your business and look for new customers. And so that can mean, obviously, advertising in different ways and marketing, but certainly focusing on making a big priority your past customers to get them back, and also building referrals from them is extremely awesome and powerful way. And the second one is to thank your customers. And so we have a simple strategy where we've always, you know, send thank you letters, whether it's a repair or a remodeling or a purchase. And depending on the amount they spend, obviously, over, say, X amount of, say, $100, we'll also send a box of chocolates. So,
isn't that lovely? And that would be a really unexpected gift that they find themselves opening up. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so they don't expect that sort of thing, and again, because no one else does it.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I know many businesses. I've certainly spent thousands on particular products where I forget the box of chocolates, I don't even get a thank you letter.
Yeah.
You know, you buy a new car, or you sell your house with an agent, or et cetera, and most have just got no idea and they don't do that. So, you know, for a $100 repair of a jewellery ring or something that's significant to that individual and has a lot of meaning, and they receive a box of chocolates after they picked up their item, it's just a wonderful surprise, and it creates a huge wow factor, firstly in them psychologically getting locked into your business.
Absolutely.
Which is what you want to achieve anyway.
Exactly.
It's like, I don't call it a war, but it's a psychological war in the sense that you want them to be locked into your business, and from that point on, once they get the thank you letter and that appreciation, they really don't think of going anywhere else.
That's exactly right. And, of course, in terms of referrals, everybody has jewellery of some piece of some sort. So all you need is for one of your customers to be talking to somebody and say, oh, you know, I really need to get into a jeweller's to get my watch fixed or, you know, get the ring remodelled. And if you're top of mind, you are going to get the business.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And if that costs a box of chocolates, then it's a really low investment to actually get more referrals. It's a fabulous way.
Oh, look, it's the business that we get from that strategy, or have been getting over the years, is just it's crazy.
Mm.
But it's powerful. And those two simple tips, I can't urge it enough to be done in all businesses. But as I said, most people in business have a belief that it's too hard or can't be bothered, or let's just, you know, But it's actually, once you set up the system, I mean, the thank you letter is just a template.
Yes.
Which I just change the customer's details and the details of the rest of it's the same. And in the letter, we actually ask for referrals as well.
Excellent.
So we actually ask for referrals during that in the letter.
Yeah.
And they do. We literally have customers who literally bring in friends. They hold their hands and say, you got to buy from these guys.
So. Well, that's a testimonial in itself. That's fabulous. Absolutely wonderful. But it's also that generosity of spirit that you have.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Yes. It's very heartwarming.
And I mean, I also have a belief that, you know, what you give, what you put out comes back tenfold. So, you know, creating these beliefs and adopting certain beliefs that also work in life, not just in business, when you mix those two together and apply to your business, it produces awesome results.
Well, they are interrelated. They really are. People think that their personal life and their professional life is separate, but they're not.
They're not, no.
They're not. And just one last question to wrap up, Vark. What would be your key message for somebody that is in business and struggling or is about to open their business? In terms of customer service, what is your one? And I know you have many, so it's going to be hard for you to select just one.
Time, I know, but I appreciate it. It's a wonderful question. I learned this many years ago through Brad Sugars, and that was getting clarity on why you want to go into business or why you are in business and knowing exactly your purpose. That helps in delivering customer service. Because if you know what you're on about, what you're all about, and what you stand for, and what your business stands for, and how you want to communicate that to the marketplace, and if you have absolute clarity on that, then that just happens. It's easy to make that happen. There are many others, of course, but look, you know, that is a big one. Mm. And most businesses go into for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
Certainly, making money is part of it. It's not the main one, because you can only get excited by making money so much. You know, there has to be more than just making money. It has to be connecting and having that reward of making other people happy, which in turn can make you happy, of course, and produce the financial results that come with it. Mm. But just having clarity on what you're all about and what you stand for. I think is a big one.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Thank you so much, Vark, for your time today.
Pleasure.
And pleasure. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Liz.
Thank you.
Have a great day.